Hello, fanatics. Welcome to So Over podcast from talking fans about everything pro wrestling, really focused on WWE. Tonight we have a star-studded cast, which consists of Lorenzo Ramon,
Hey, yo.
Macho Martin,
Yeah.
and me, Emmy Blaze. Okay, guys, let's get to it. Let's start with SmackDown. I want to hear what your thoughts were on that. What are we going to start with? Drew and Cody's relationship?
Yeah, so I thought that was a decent promo. Between the both of them, really. Drew doing his usual stuff, getting into people's heads. And if I remember correctly, it was Fatu that interrupted the promo, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I like the little teasing going on there. They're trying to put Fatu, up a little, push him up to the main event. I just feel like the promo was amazing, but to me, yeah, Drew McIntyre, like his whole like personality over the last couple of months has been, I want to fight the bloodline, I want to fight the bloodline. And then he has Fatu right in front of him. Now I know Fatu wasn't involved with, Drew really in storyline, but I would have minded, a little punches and kicks between the two of them. I don't know what you guys thought.
Yeah, or he's sort of teasing towards that, isn't he? He's teasing to some sort of, big thing, but one thing at a time, That's my thoughts. What about you, Macho Martin?
It was good. Drew was being Drew, and then obviously Jacob turning up, and then all going out, and then obviously Solo as well. I don't really have much time for Solo at the moment. I
Yeah,
kind of
him and his
need a good
wife too.
story to for me to get back involved with that. I can imagine, as you said, that Jacob's gonna face off against Solo at some point. He's got it right because it's kind of building a
Yes.
rivalry. So,
Question, actually, a question for both of you. Do you think they're speeding this up a bit? Because to me, I don't know where Fatu is so angry. You know what I mean? Like he's so angry with Solo, but to me, it's just like all Solo did is not cut a promo. If I remember correctly, they were cutting a promo in the middle of the ring, and then Solo just left. That's what happened, right?
what
That's what
on that night, you mean, or in the
So when
past?
Solo officially disappeared the first time,
Yeah.
they were all in the ring together, and they were about to cut a promo, and Solo just left the ring. That's all he did. He didn't do anything. He didn't betray anyone. He didn't do anything like that.
Well, I guess like the thing is like Solo's supposed to be the leader and he didn't win anything. They lost like power to Roman, really. So sort of like why should Solo be the boss when Fatu is out there and he's holding his own? Well, he doesn't need Solo.
No,
Do
you're absolutely
you
right. But I mean, I'm just saying that. So, I mean, Fatu's attitude was quick to change. Like, he just seems really angry. And this is like the era of slow building and stories. I was just hoping, he wouldn't be that quick to like turn on Solo, if that makes sense. I don't know. That's just me, though. I
didn't
wanted like a little slow build, but that's just me.
Solo accidentally kick thingy in the face, and then
Oh,
Jacob caught him.
what?
Who's he? Who? Did, yeah, you know, Jacob's tag team partner.
Tonga.
Yeah,
Tonga.
Solo accidentally kicked him in the face.
Oh, was that was last week, right? As in the last, literally SmackDown. Or did it happen before? I don't remember.
I thought it happened then.
Oh yeah, no, it happened. Yeah, this week. Yeah, it did. Yeah, that was the main event, right? Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so I
Yeah.
think that's why Jacob went a bit doodaddy pip. But unless it's going to build up from that, I don't really know.
Yeah. No,
Do you
yeah,
guys
I
want to
mean,
see?
go on.
Sorry, so to cut you off. So, do you guys want to see Solo versus Fatu
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to see Solo again, but I probably do want to see some sort of confrontation between the two of them if there needs to be one.
at WrestleMania? I don't mind so much, but I don't want to build a big story around it because, as you say, you kind of fed up with Solo, so at the moment, I need something more for him. So, if
So
it
what?
goes into a story of just them two, it's kind of like, meh. I need something more.
So what we're all saying is we're done with the bloodline story. Let's move on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm I could be here for a match between Solo, but it would be like a career-ending move for Solo. You know, it'd be like goodbye, Solo. You know.
Do you know what it is as well? Like, so if, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, but if they had a match with each other, Fatu would be the face, right?
Well, in the eyes of the public, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So to me, yeah, because when you're the face, what I've noticed is obviously you have to like get beat up for half the match when you're the face, yeah. Unless you're Roman Reigns, obviously. I just can't see Solo. It doesn't look right for me when Solo is beating up Fatu. That, because Solo is half of his size, you know?
I mean, that's
Unless he's
just
going to cheat.
Yeah, true. True, true, true.
yeah, he could cheat. And you know, he's
Yeah.
got that, he's got his thumb, you know, he's got that thumb thing that he does pretty deadly. I'm not talking about the group.
Yeah, no, I think it maybe he's going to get someone to come in with him. Maybe. I think that's the only way you can show that he's,
Who
you
would
know.
come in with Solo now? Who would you think? Who do you
Oh, yeah,
guys
who's,
think?
who's he got left?
There's so many Simones like that haven't even come up yet.
Oh yeah, that's true. They're all there around there somewhere. Probably Tony the Crowd, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be a new one just popping out of nowhere. And then Michael Cole will be like, oh, that's Zilla Fatu. I'm like, who's that? But anyway, I don't know.
You think Rikishi might make a comeback?
I wouldn't mind it, honestly.
He's the one that looks the most like him, I think, don't you think?
Yeah, they got the same blonde hair, right?
Yeah, they got the
Yeah.
same face.
Kind of. Okay, what about Naomi qualifying for the Elimination Chamber?
It was kind of expected, wasn't it? And to be honest, it was an easy win by Naomi
Yes.
anyway. For an elimination match, it was really quick. So, yeah, it wasn't all that, to be honest. So,
I kind of like it because I'm like, it's a ridiculous matchup, you know. Like, I think Naomi's a bit of a better caliber than Chelsea Green.
oh
There's
yeah,
even a
agreed.
joke to have that match, you know. So I don't, I kind of am fine with it ending early.
Yeah, I just expected more as it was supposed to be like an elimination match. A lot of the other elimination matches have been more, you know, a bit lengthy or something more involved, but yeah, it was pretty
Yeah.
quick, which is fine, because as you
And
say, who's had enough of Chelsea Green? But yeah, it is what it
yeah,
is, isn't it? It was pretty
and
perfect, really.
Chelsea Green is a champion as well, so you might expect her to do better or
Yeah,
have
that's
a
true.
more competitive match. But that
Yeah.
happened on Raw as well, right? When the Intercontinental Champion lost to Bayley, right? But that was actually more competitive, to be fair. But I just noticed how the mid-card champions are losing these matches, and you know, it's not making the titles look that good, in my opinion. But
Yeah, we'll talk a bit
yeah,
more
that's
about
true.
the titles, actually. I don't know if you want to talk about it now, but how it really does matter about who has the title that gives it the value. Like, sometimes you give these titles to people who you think they're all right, you know, or they're not that great, or, you know, like not in a bad way, like someone like Lyra, you know, I don't really feel like she's adding much value to that title. Or, you know, some of the other people, I don't really feel like, oh yeah, that person's that great. Even Chelsea, she's cheapening that title as well, just by
Yeah, I
having.
don't think the titles mean that much anymore. Like those little smaller titles, they're making them meaningless and
But I
pointless.
think.
If a title winner's going to lose that easily to like anyone, then what's the point of having it?
I agree.
I think it's almost like, you know, LA Knight actually said it, we'll talk about later in his matchup, or he says that I don't, or it was his promo, I don't really need the title. The title needs me. I add the value to the title. Basically, he was basically saying that, I mean, Shinsuke has it now. Does that add that much title? Do people really care about the title? Does it add that much weight? It depends on who has it. Like, for, you know, to make that, build that title up. Sometimes I think, I don't know, they almost cheapen the title depending on who has it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's really about the storyline and the person chasing it, in my opinion. That's why we wanted Cody Rhodes to win the title eventually for so long, because his story was built around chasing that dream. And if it was anybody else, it would be like, okay, well, you won a title, now what? You know. But yeah, I definitely think the person makes the title rather than the title making the person.
I
Yeah.
agree.
What about Motor Machine, City Gun?
Oh, crikey, time for a nap.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I ain't gonna lie. I did.
Oh, not invested at all. No, not invested.
I
No
think
story, no
it's like
present.
the why in the fight is still unknown. Why? Why are we fight? Why are they in this matchup?
I was like, thank goodness this is quick. Or I'd have just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
It's pointless in my
Yeah,
eyes.
they're just not it for me. The machine guns, I've just never been into them. I've known about them for a while, but I've just never been interested in them. And I didn't realize how small they were, actually. I thought they were a bit taller, but
Yeah,
yeah.
tiny people, aren't they?
Yeah,
Against the tiny
honestly.
people. But LA Knight turns up like
Yeah.
Chuck Norris in pants in some sort of
But he was
country.
great, wasn't he? He was great on the mic. Loads of banter from him. It was brilliant.
Yeah, he was, as always. I agree.
Yeah, that segment was kind of weird, wasn't it? Like, Miz crying about. Well, I was watching it half. I was half watching it, but I saw Miz crying. I said, "Why is he crying?" That one.
Mean, it was like a mocking cry, but it was
Yeah,
pathetic.
it was a really good dissing from LA Knight. He really had a good one on the mic.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
I have to
I
say,
did like it when he was, dissing the Miz.
yeah.
I have to say the Miz's outfit was quite good. Like, I don't like the Miz at all, but I was loving the glitter on his coat.
Do you respect the Mister for being around for so long and
No,
being
I
relevant?
don't. Do you know what?
Really?
Do you remember that show, The Real World,
Yeah,
where,
the
like,
Real World. Yes, I do. Yep.
yeah, and the Miz was on there?
Yeah.
Him as himself, whatever. And it was like, then he suddenly became a wrestler, and you're like, huh? What the heck?
You don't appreciate his journey, though? You don't appreciate his journey, at least?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't appreciate it. No, I don't. I wish he would go away. Like, everything LA Knight said was everything that I think, and I always see him on, like, on SmackDown or whatever, now Raw, and I'm like,
Yeah.
oh gosh, it's the Miz. Like, why? What? He's
Yeah.
like pointless.
Yeah, but do you know
Yeah, no,
what?
I agree
Even
with
though
that.
like he's pointless and no one really cares about the Miz, what he does do really well is bring really good like comedic value behind the ring. So when he's like talking to the other stars or he's getting involved, at least he's got some sort of comedy behavior.
I get what you
I
mean.
think that's about the only bit I like when he's not actually in the ring.
I mean, like, LA Knight said it's been at least that long since you've been relevant. I almost forgot you were here. I mean, I totally care what he's talking about. Do you know what I mean? And also, like, R-Truth does it that a lot better, 10 times better than The Miz.
Oh, yeah. He was funny, though. R-Truth.
Yeah.
When he said to Hayes, "Your white toothpaste has instructions."
Was great, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the Miz doesn't really make me laugh, he just irritates me with his
I don't
silly
know. When
ways.
he said Mellow Do Miz, I thought that was quite funny.
Oh yeah, Melo don't Miz. Oh yeah, that was funny. Yeah, that was good. I do like that. I do like Carmelo Hayes's like slogans, like Melo don't Miz, or what's his other one? It's like Melo means money. I love
There
it.
is some comedy with value in it,
Yeah.
but just not in the, but we just don't want to see him in the ring. That's it,
No.
pretty much.
I'd like to also say that Nia Jax looked absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah, she did look great.
She looked really good. Like, Queen Nia all the way.
She's a great,
What was that,
greatest of
Lewis?
all time. She's the goat, the greatest of all time.
She is. She's
I'm not.
pretty good. She is pretty good. Like, I'm a team Nia. Like, I'm for her here.
Oh, Nia Simone as well, right? What do you think about? Maybe she'll be in Solo Sikoa's corner. Who
They
knows?
are related.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
maybe.
are actually related.
Yeah, but no, it just looked weird because she's like twice the size of him.
Yeah. Tag team
Just
champions?
squash him.
Tag team champions, maybe? I don't
I don't know if they do mixed. They've done it before, but that would be fun. Andrade had a great suit on, but no reaction. No one seemed to react.
Pretend to be shot. Pretend to be shot. Right.
Yeah. But you know what I
That's fine.
mean? Maybe it's because Charlotte was on the show. It's a bit weird having them both on a show unnecessarily. Like, apart, I mean, she has to be had to be on the show, right? Charlotte had to do a thing. We'll talk about that in a bit. What's up with Elton Prince's face? There was no makeup artist available. That's what I noticed as well.
Pretty deadly.
Yeah, pretty deadly
Yeah.
guy. He was
Yeah,
looking
he
a
did
bit
look a bit worse for wear. I
battered.
think he probably just out going over or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
He
what's
was probably
going
back from like Lord of the Rings and he had to like go to Mordor or something.
on. Yeah. I actually was talking to some people that follow us on the socials, and they were at the event, and they were saying how good the women's like title match was between Nia Jax and Tiffany. What did you guys think?
Jax, I think she's hilarious on the mic. She is quite funny. It's funny what she can, you know. And then God knows what Tiff was wearing. Tiffy was wearing the naughtiest thing or outfit that she could get away with, I
She's
think.
like,
And
she
there
looked
was
like she's
none.
from Hooters, right?
Yeah, she did. The match was fun, but it was kind of obvious there'd be a disqualification.
Yep, my thoughts exactly. But yeah, it is what it is anyway. We know we're getting Tiffany versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. But yeah, I mean, SmackDown matches, you know, it's always going to be a title match specifically. It's always going to be some kind of screw finish more times than not. But yeah, it was a pretty decent match, I would say.
I think it was a good match. There was like a couple of like really cool, impactful moves by Tiffany, which was quite surprising as like Nia's obviously the one that you'd think would supply most of the impact on a turnbuckle. It looks pretty good. I've been watching a lot of wrestling matches recently. I'm sure you have too. And I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I'm feeling like I'm not being things aren't being sold to me properly. Or they're not connecting as they should. And sometimes when you see matches like that, it's quite nice, you know, especially in a women's match, that they are actually connecting sort of
Yeah,
thing. And it
that's how I
feels
felt.
impactful.
That's how I felt at the Women's Royal Rumble, where there was a lot of like situations where moves were not hitting. Like I'll bring up that turnbuckle sequence again with Bianca Belair when she was at the turnbuckle. She kept doing the backflip at the in the Royal Rumble. If you remember that,
Yes, I do.
yeah. And then she was punching the turnbuckle. She was trying to punch someone in the head, but she kept hitting the turnbuckle and she was missing the person's head consistently. I'm just watching it like doesn't really look, you know,
Yeah.
it doesn't look real.
Bugs me with the
But
angles
I still
again.
think Bianca Belair is a goat, though, so I'll allow her.
She is a goat.
I mean, it really really bugs me with the angles sometimes. The camera works like really needs some work with this Netflix takeover because, especially when they're like, you know, they're supposed to be slamming someone into the commentator's table, you know, when they're like, they're supposed to be hitting their head on the commentator's table. I
Yeah.
wish they wouldn't show it from the front because it kind of like you can completely tell that they're not even touching the head. But if you do it from the behind, then it kind of gives at least it gives like, you know, the miss, you know, the point of like, oh, he must be hitting his head really hard, the impact. But
Yeah.
when they film it from the front, from the view from the commentators, it kind of like spoils it a bit. And they're really bad at doing these angles lately where they're showing these like moves and impacts, and they're just not doing it in the best light.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me who's picked it up off,
I
but
don't
since
think
the
it's
change
just.
from Netflix to before. But yeah, I feel like that.
I don't think it's just the women's. I think some a lot of, sometimes it's the men's.
Oh no, I meant the men's as well. Same
Yeah.
issue. It's the camera work. It's not the, you know, all right. Yeah, a lot of the time when they don't hit, and like you can see it's not hitting. You know, there's kind of it kind of gives it away, gives it off a bit, but it doesn't help with the camera part as well.
I think a few wrestlers have said before it's not always about the person that's over, it's the person that's like making them look good, you know. So it's a bit of a balance there as well. It can be camera angles, can be a few things really.
True.
So at the end, Charlotte came out, which I thought this was great. This was like really great. Great work. Charlotte comes in, random staff lowers the rope for Charlotte to get into the ring. It was
Oh
like
no,
just a
she's too
bit
late.
random.
Oh, I can't believe that. Blair was looking a mess though, wasn't she? Jesus. What a mess she looked like. I don't know where she got that outfit got, but it don't, crikey.
I just,
I'm
I've.
surprised she could walk properly. It's just a right mess. But it was quite amusing when she was like, Tiffy, Tiffy time, it's still
Yeah.
Tiffy time. That
It
was
was
quite
good.
funny.
It was really
Yeah,
good.
she's gonna be the hill, isn't she?
Yeah, I think it's like she's kind of come into her own with that because you know when the reaction happened at first, it's like they kind of like test the reactions of what the fans are saying. And I can tell as well that it feels like the way how they're running this Netflix thing is that they're going by what people are saying online and what the fans are saying because you can tell the commentators are just sort of repeating. They'll even say stuff like, "Oh, you know, everybody's been saying this," and it's like. You'll just be talking about what's on the night, not what everyone's been saying. So it seems like they are sort of seeing what what everyone's saying as people like us as well, and then sort of formulating, how they're going to go forward with certain things.
Which is a good thing, obviously. That's what we want, and we want them to hear our feedback. We want them to change things if they need to. They've been doing it for years, well, really, because even last year, actually, when I guess Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. And then all of a sudden, The Rock is facing Roman Reigns. And I remember on Twitter, everyone was going ballistic, like, oh, it should be Cody Rhodes' moment, blah, 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 blah. Then they ended up changing last minute. Well, not even last minute, just I guess like in March. So, yeah, long may they continue to listen to our feedback, I'd say.
Yeah, no, I agree. But yeah, so exciting stuff. The Queen chooses you, Tiffany.
Where do you think this match will fall on the card then? Like, because the main event, well, we could get to Raw, but the main event is supposed to be Jey Uso versus Gunther. But then obviously, whoever Cody Rhodes is facing is probably going to be a main event on another night as well. So, where will this match fall?
I'm trying to think. Do you think it would be a middle card thing? Because it's like Tiffany.
I mean, Tiffy's not, she's not, like, the crowd like her enough, but do you really see her as like a front end?
No, I don't personally. But there's always time. But she's just come up, so
Yeah, true. And I can't actually see her losing it, actually, to be honest.
I
She hasn't held it long enough, I don't think.
I kind of wouldn't mind Charlotte winning, to be fair. I know this is like weird, but I
Yeah,
don't.
why?
I know, like I was the one talking about Charlotte, how she is nepotism and all that sort of stuff. But I like that she was embracing the heel. I really enjoyed her promo today, this on SmackDown. So
Yeah, it was good.
I'm cool with Charlotte winning. I'm not really bothered about Tiffy. She's
I'm
just a new
glad it wasn't Flair
upstart from
versus
NXT. She's
Rhea.
had her time. She managed to hold the belt. And, at some point, she's got to lose it. So,
Yeah, but she hasn't held it that long, I don't feel.
yeah,
And the
yeah,
crowd are
but
only just starting to warm to her, I feel.
I get you. But it's like Tiffy and Trishy time. And it's like, does this mean it's going to be called, or Nia's going to call it Trishy Trashy time?
It's definitely trashy time for both of them, really. They both look like trash.
We're so mean,
It's true though.
beautiful ladies, especially
Yeah, shout to them. Yeah, they're making
without
money,
that,
they're doing their thing.
they don't need the makeup, but let
Well,
them do
that's what makes them trashy.
it. Anyways,
I'm glad it wasn't Flair versus Ripley anyway.
yeah.
yes.
Although that might be a better match on paper, but I am still glad it's not those two.
Otherwise, you're just literally like watching the same match. And I feel like we've done enough of that. Every week, we're watching the same match on Raw
Oh
and
my God,
SmackDown.
don't. Please don't get me started, please.
It's the same match. Oh my goodness. Okay. And commentators and the programming showing match announcements before their announcements. How do you feel about that?
Let's just shut up.
It feels like. Kind of like if I know this is obviously predetermined entertainment, but I feel like we really need the commentators to play along, and also the announcements to not just be like, here, this is a match before we even know that there's a match.
Yeah, it's really annoying, especially with the advertisements. They're already advertising the match, and it's like, well, we don't even know who's won yet. How are we knowing the match is gonna be that? It's really annoying me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's more of a Netflix issue than the
No.
commentators. Commentators got their own part to play, sure, but if they're given like some sort of script, as like I know it's a loose script, but they may need to do with it, I think, especially with the advertisements that's there for as well. So.
Yeah, that's actually poor, in my opinion. That's, yeah, I'm not a fan. I could say more, but I'll leave it.
You mean you don't want to talk about the most disappointing match of all time at the end of it then?
What was that?
Well, that was Jacob versus Showman versus Priest.
Oh yeah, I didn't even.
Yes,
It
of
was so
course.
boring, and it was
You know
so
what?
slow.
Yeah. And to me personally, I feel it's predictable because
Yeah, it
I did
was.
not think Fatu was winning that at all. I did not think that whatsoever. Yeah.
Priest was rubbish, and I don't know why he won. And bro,
Won.
Showman was just like some slow weirdo,
I'll
but
tell you why I won. I'll tell you exactly why I won. Because he's gonna face Drew McIntyre WrestleMania. So they need a reason to eliminate each other in the chamber.
Do you think
That's
that's
exactly what.
building a big story of those two that
Yep.
they're eliminating each other? Because they haven't really spoke about the fact that, one was responsible for the other or something in the Rumble, right?
Exactly.
So it's just going to be like, you are a thorn in my side. You. And that's going to be
Yeah, we kind of
Drew.
knew it was going to be Priest, and it was so, yeah, it was really rubbish. I actually like switched off halfway through.
Yeah.
It was really, and that was supposed to be like the main match of the evening. It was
Yeah.
terrible.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's Damian Priest to me is just, I've never been a Damian Priest guy. Never. I'd never have been. Like, he had one good match to me, and that was when he played, faced the Bad Bunny in Mexico. I can't remember. Puerto Rico. That's where
Puerto
it was.
Rico is
Yeah.
hometown. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great match. But I've never been that guy. When he won at WrestleMania, I was actually unhappy because I wanted Drew McIntyre to hold the title for longer. And he lost to Gunther. I'm in my head. I'm like, you're not going to beat Gunther for the title back. So I don't want to see countless rematches with you facing him. But that's what we got. So yeah, I'm just not a Damian Priest guy. But hopefully, him and Drew McIntyre can have a good program up to WrestleMania. So I'll
Yeah.
try and stay positive for that.
We'll see.
You
I
know,
think
I
that's
liked Priest in that match. Was it a street fight match?
yes, it was
Yeah,
street fight out
against.
with Finn Balor.
Yeah, that's the best match I've seen him ever do. But other than that, and then you just got like Showman, who's just basically, he's just the Big Show, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the Big Show.
But yeah, that's it. Big and the Big Show, he
Big
just turned up. He
Showman.
was big, and then that was it. There was no story, Big Show,
Yeah, he
really.
never won any. Well, he did win titles, but they were never like that. Like main event caliber stuff, really.
Yeah, he's for the kids, He's a little kids guy, big kid guy. Can we now move on to
Yeah, move on to
Raw?
Raw now. Next, I can go have some more complaining now. Don't worry.
All right. So I think the crowd absolutely do not give a damn about Sammy's health or welfare. Let Sammy
Yeah.
hang. Yeah, fine. It
Yeah, just give him a
was
can of Stella, it'll be fine.
like hot.
Literally. Oh my God.
This was the most like interview heard that I've heard general manager Adam Pearce. Like it was a great promo for him actually, but and it's like really putting him on the map, but he's absolutely a weak backboned manager. It's
Yeah.
just like, why would you be like, oh yeah, like, oh, we're gonna make it unsanctioned or whatever. You're still like, even if you said
Sanctioned.
it was a street fight, you have a street fight outside. Or you set up something so it looked like a street fight, but you're like, you can just use our ring. You are sanctioning it, you idiot.
Yeah. Oh, that's Adam Pearce for you. He's never had a backbone in storyline anyway.
It's a running joke. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will say this though. So I feel like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn should have the match of the night at Elimination Chamber.
You think so?
Should. Because they are two guys that, every time they face each other, it's a good match. They're in their home country. And they can essentially do anything they want in an unsanctioned match. So I don't see why you can't have a complete and amazing match. I can't see that. But obviously, It can happen, but it really shouldn't.
I'd just like to like moan a little bit about Pat McCar what's his name? Pat
Oh,
McAfee.
I think we all could do that, but you go first, please. Please.
Gosh, it's just like he just said something in between, like, around that the promo, and he was just sort of like, oh, American crowd cheering for a Canadian. I just felt like, like now it's all political. There's a lot of political talk with Canada and America. I just thought that was like unnecessary. And I think he's just so tactless. It's not the first time he called, Drew McIntyre a Scottish that person that doesn't have a dad. And I just thought there's no need to be saying that. Like, this is like Jerry the King Lawler. And those guys, they would say some crazy stuff, sure. Some of their stuff would be a bit sexual. That was a bit, that
Most
was
of it.
the Attitude Era or whatever. But then I don't, I know some of the stuff wasn't completely PC, but I just feel like there was a little bit more tact to it. It's like, I think being a commentator is like a slight skill. And I just feel like Pat, he's just some sort of, he's almost like an influencer that they've just got on there that doesn't have the skill. Like, he doesn't have the professionalism of, and there is some sort of professionalism, I feel. What do you guys think?
He doesn't really have much presence, does he, as a commentator, in the sense that he don't. I don't know. I like the other person better. The other guy better. Who's the other guy? The other from
Michael
Raw,
Cole.
SmackDown.
There's Michael Cole, there's Wade Barrett. They
Oh yeah,
did
Wade Barrett. I think
they
Wade's
did a good
better.
thing with SmackDown. They brought the guy from NXT over.
Yeah.
Even he's better. And he's doing like a lower league, just all the different people and the different, there's so many different guys, and they are just commentators, whereas I think Pat's on there because he's so popular with his sports entertainment or something, I don't
Yeah.
know. So, and it works. I mean, the people are loving it, but I feel like he's running out of his yeet gimmicks,
Yeah.
was
I
hoping
mean,
he was going to get smacked up by Gunther, to be honest.
oh yeah.
yeah. I mean, he's just a fan at the end of the day, isn't he? He was never trained to be a commentator, so he's just kind of just pick. He's basically picking it up as he goes along, really. But yeah, he does get a bit annoying. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get rid of him. It's easy to do.
Did you guys feel like the real fight needed to be between Raquel Rodriguez and Finn Balor when he was trash talking about whether she was going to qualify?
I
Is
think
it?
that could happen, to be honest with
I
you.
think she would like throw him into the
Yeah,
trash
she would.
can.
She should win as well. Just
Yeah. She
like,
should.
because Finn
Will.
Balor has no steam, like really and truly. So why don't you just, on your way out to AEW, probably just,
You
put,
reckon?
well, his friends are in AEW, some of them. And I don't know what Finn Balor has left, really. What is it? He's already done everything, really.
He
What can
has.
you do?
That's true. I feel like people are getting a bit tired of him, and then the bloodline is, I mean, not bloodline, the
Judgment
Judgment
Day.
Day is kind of like becoming sidelined when they were main event for so long since they
Yeah.
lost Rhea. They're not really the thing anymore. It feels a
Yeah.
bit like they're scrapping, and I guess after these losses, maybe that's going to be more of a fracture, like you said. Maybe it will be him going to AEW. Who knows?
Speaking of losses, so I'll be honest with you, I was a bit unhappy that Dominic Mysterio lost to AJ Styles.
Yeah,
I know he was
same.
going to. Yeah, I know he was going to, but I don't know, man, just I was just hoping, Dominic was still put up a better fight or win, cheat to win. I just wanted that to happen, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was nice. I thought that match, right? So AJ Styles comes in, he looking like he's got the shakes or something with that entrance. He was really pants with that entrance. He's like started shaking and he's like, oh, the fireworks are gonna go in, and it's like
He's got ring
someone's on
rust,
a
doesn't he?
wheelchair or some shit.
Yeah. How old is AJ Styles, actually? Is he like, he's almost 50? Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
I
so.
think he is, yeah. Feels like, well, he
Wow.
looks like it. But
He looked
yeah.
like the horse from Spirit, that cartoon.
But I mean, I felt like all credit went to Dom. He just makes an amazing, like, I know it's bad, but he's a great punch bag. Because he is, though. But he even though, as you say, we were talking about earlier about how it's how the person make you look.
Yeah.
Think, and then he just he but as we was talking about, it's like these people that they make the other stars look great. And I think he's just one of those guys.
Yeah.
And actually, I feel like he's deserved to win against Styles. So, yeah, I think I'll get all credit goes to him personally.
I thought it was a whole cowboy theme going on. It was like AJ was the spirit from the horse, that horse film in the vibe. He was like all teeing off. He was like, Rrr! And then Dominic was the cowboy with the tassels. Did you not see that?
No, I
No.
didn't. But what I did want to say, so obviously we saw a Braun Breaker spear, Dominic Mysterio, basically, right? So I think,
Don't you think Braun Breaker looked like a Tango advert?
oh, he'd been back on the carrot juice, hadn't he?
yeah, he's tanned as crazy, honestly.
It was you got tangoed.
Yeah,
Seriously.
he's a madman.
He's Kevin the Carrot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when was the last time he had a match, actually, a singles match? Because he just kind of just disappears and just interferes in matches and has backstage segments. I never see him actually wrestle.
I thought Sheamus was the last match he had.
No, God, when was that? Was that even this year?
That was before the Rumble.
Oh, wow. Well, that's another point I don't want to get to. But anyway, what I was going to say was, yeah, so he speared Dominic. So I feel like if AJ does face Braun Breaker at the Elimination Chamber, which I don't even know if that's confirmed or not. I have no idea. But I feel like Dominic will get involved and then we'll have a triple threat at WrestleMania, maybe.
Maybe,
Maybe.
yeah, it does seem like a setup of something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if actually Dom won one.
Yeah, exactly. That's my. I would love that.
I mean, actually won it, but he has won before, but only by cheating, right? I mean, actually won a match.
Yeah. Has he won a match? I don't remember.
That's a
I
lot,
don't
though.
know. I don't think he has actually. Not fair or squarely, anyway.
I think that's a lot of people, though, isn't it? Like, they don't. Really, there's a lot of people, basically wrestling is just cheating. That's all it is. I don't know what you guys are talking about. There's nobody there apart from Gunther. He's the only one, as he says, he's the only one with actual skill there that actually wrestles. Everyone else cheats, even the good people.
Gunther hasn't cheated. I need to research that.
Could
Full of
have
case cheating.
it. Yeah, he does some really good matches, good technical stuff. He's good at making something look pretty rude, like brutal. I think that's why he came through on NXT when I was watching it back then. He was like, he did a
Walter.
match with I've forgotten his name, but he did a match
Pete
with
Dunne.
who's it?
Was it the British guy?
No, he did a match. He's sort of a German type kind of character. He's blonde. He's a bit like Kaiser a little bit, but he isn't.
I know you're talking about. I forgot his name now.
Yeah, he's pretty good, that guy as well. Like he's entertaining. But he did a really great match, and I think Triple H said it was one of the best matches he's ever seen in WWE history or something. And I think that's why Gunther Triple H likes him, from that time in NXT. Where he did some matches that looked really, really great. So he did some good work.
Gunter's growing on me, as he's coming on like each week, the more he gets on the mic, he's growing on me. I think with his he was great on Raw with his crowd mixing, and all his gestures to the for the simple folk, as he liked to say. He told them that they stink and they can't tie his shoes, and I think everything Gunter said, I believe. The crowd do seem like that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, Gunther's doing he's doing his job as a heel. So, I just hope he can do enough to keep the steam rolling until April. Because, I mean, when you confirm a match 2 months in advance, it's kind of hard to like keep the interest for that long.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess.
It's been great promos by Gunther. I remember the match now. It was between him and Ilya Dragunov.
That's it, Dragunov. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so they did some really great work, and it's a
Where
shame.
is Dragunov now then?
I'm not really sure. I mean, he did come over at times, wasn't he? He was in like not just the NXT, crossed over a little bit, and then we didn't see him anymore. But he's, he's a great performer. He's a lot of fun. His matches go on for a long time. He's very good at, things looking good. So, yeah. Right, next. What are we going on? Raquel Rodriguez versus Roxanne. Roxanne, you don't have to pull on a leg sweep. Roxanne, you don't have to take Raquel Rodriguez out tonight.
This.
You know what? Just for that, I hope she gets eliminated first.
Okay.
Just for that. I hope she gets eliminated by Bianca Belair as well.
Fine, fine. It will make its way to number one, just like Joe Hendry.
No, please no.
An easy match for Roxanne, wasn't it? With
Was that? I
Belair
think it was an
distracting,
amazing
attacking
match.
Morgan.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I think it was a really good match. It was a match of the night.
Yeah,
It was
from
a
what I
match I
saw, probably
wanted
was
to see.
actually. I mean, it wasn't a match between Dom and AJ Styles, was it? It was just more like a let's just throw a Dom around. So, and to be honest, there
Literally.
wasn't even that many matches.
Yeah, there's barely any matches these days. It's
Oh.
just segments, and we've got to listen to someone cut a promo like in the crowd.
The amount of promos and clips was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a get strange, honestly. But yeah, good match. Bianca and is Bianca's on SmackDown, right? She's meant to be on SmackDown.
They just came over, didn't they, because of the
Yeah.
revenge thing, right?
Is this brand split even a thing anymore? That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, so I wanted to ask the question, who do you still think built Fielding Cargill?
I think it was either Naomi or Blair did it.
Yeah, I think it was Blair. We're going to get Blair versus Jade at WrestleMania.
You reckon?
Yeah, I
It's whoever
mean.
they can turn into a heel, I think. I don't know if they can turn Blair into a heel.
No, not to me. I won't boo Blair anyway. That's my goat. So,
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to happen, isn't it? I mean, she's had such an amazing run. She's not like Roman, they kind of ruled at the same time, didn't they? They were champions for so long, for hundreds of days, and it was amazing. It was a great, great time. But I think, there's nothing else for her at the moment. She's doing tag team. What is that? That's just in the middle.
she's better than that.
Exactly. So,
Yeah,
like,
I
maybe
agree.
it's time. She's been so good for so long. It's time for her to go bad.
Well, my issue with that is Jade Cargill hasn't been here long enough for I guess the crowd to cheer her instead of Bianca, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, I
It would
just don't see it.
make more sense maybe for Naomi, maybe, to go as a heel
Yeah.
out of the two. You
Not
reckon?
sure about Naomi, whether she can be a heel quick enough.
Yeah.
I reckon they make Cardle into a heel. They make her the heel, but I don't know how, because she's the one that's the victim, right?
Yeah. Maybe she did it
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think, like, from what I remember, obviously I don't know tremendous amounts about her, but I do really like her. From what I've seen from AEW, Cargill can play a really good heel, can't she? So it would make sense. I'm not saying that she should always play a heel, but she does a really good one, but I just don't know how they'd be able to. Don't know how the problem was. She came in, and it felt like, what are you doing with this amazing talent that you paid loads of money for? That's supposed to entertain us, and then we kind of just got her in with Bianca, because obviously I don't know, they feel like they want to pair them up, but it's like it was kind of like what was it was it was a bit boring after a while, them as tag team. So I guess they're trying to figure out what to do, how to fit her in.
I feel like Jade just looks like a monster heel, in my opinion.
Me too.
Like, she has the physique to just dominate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she
So,
does, yeah.
yeah, but she just has to, you need the right story, I guess, because if you're the one getting attacked, then you can't be the heel unless you did it to yourself. So, I don't know how they're going to twist it. But to me, yeah, if you turn Bianca heel now at WrestleMania, it will be Jade that gets booed, not Bianca Belair.
Yeah, that is true. It's funny that, isn't it? When they try to do stuff and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say really quickly, going back about like Kevin Owen, you see how he segued himself into another main event? Every he seems he's not even he doesn't even compete, he's just at the main event. Like maybe that's a strategy for some people. What's the point in going through like the elimination chamber? Just pick a fight with someone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get yourself in the main event.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Just get yourself beaten up on a ladder and job done.
Well, you know, he threatens everyone, you know.
Yeah. That's a good
Well, I
idea.
guess his actual story is that he's mad at Roman Reigns. That's the actual story. And then everyone that he's had a fight with is because of Roman Reigns, isn't it? Like Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn. I don't know what he's going to do after this though, because I assume he's going to beat Sami Zayn because he always does anyway. And then at WrestleMania, I have no idea what he's going to do.
I'd like to get your predictions on the Elimination Chamber because obviously John Cena's going to be in it.
He ain't going to win though.
But is he supposed? He's supposed to main event WrestleMania, right?
What is he? He's supposed to?
I mean, he said he actually said it's good for business if I rest if I main event WrestleMania.
I don't think it is, you know, and here's why. You haven't won a match in like 2 years.
Yeah,
Now
but
he's lost to
also,
so many people.
I was thinking, how come he went straight to Elimination Chamber?
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't qualify at all. He just said, I'm there.
He just turned up to a press evening once and just
Okay,
went, oh, I'm going to the Elimination Chamber.
how
All
about
right.
this? How about this? How about, yeah, the runner up of the Royal Rumble automatically qualifies?
Oh, okay. Is
Yeah,
that
that's
true?
not a rule. I've made it up. No, but I'm just saying.
It sounds like it was an official rule.
Yeah.
I would have believed that too.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. They didn't, though.
Yeah, if they wanted to make it a bit more fair, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. It's
But
like, oh, just because of who you are, you can just turn up. Well, if that's the yeah.
case, why isn't Mysterio just turned up and said, "Oh, you know, I'm going to be in an elimination
Exactly. Or even Roman Reigns, really, because he's a former
chamber"?
champion. Yeah, I'm here. I'm in it. Now what?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I feel like he's not really done any leg room, has he? He's not on these shows. He just turns No.
up to the main event. It just says he's
Yeah.
there, and he's
He just
what?
turns up with less hair each time he
Yeah.
turns up, and
More
that's it.
bold, more
Yeah,
pale.
that's
And
it.
my biggest gripe though is you haven't won a match in 2 years.
Yeah.
You lost to Solo Sikoa embarrassingly. I remember that. That was in Abu Dhabi or wherever it was. But he lost within like 5 minutes. He lost to, I haven't forgotten, A Town Down guy. What's his name? What's his name?
Austin Fury.
Austin Theory. Yeah, that loss. I'm sorry. You need to go to the back of the line. I need to see you beat someone of
Yeah.
caliber before you try and win the title.
Can I
Yeah,
ask a
get back to the
question?
queue.
Can I ask a question about A Town Down? Like, okay, Austin Fury was like, he was quite a big heavy hitter at some point for a few months or a year or something. And he was like Vince McMahon's favorite. Now he's sort of joined, you know, with, you know, Down Under. And he's gone down under. He's like this little sidekick henchman. What's gone on? What went wrong for Austin Theory?
Well, he was only a Vince McMahon guy, wasn't he? Triple H has never really been, from what I can see, a big fan of him. So the minute Vince McMahon left, he just lost everything. He lost his Money in the Bank briefcase. And that's after he cashed it on the
Yeah.
United States title. So, yeah.
I'd like to also ask a question talking about Vince McMahon era, obviously not to go too into it. It's like, what's happening with some of the women's outfits? Like, I'm not being like prude. I love like the women showing stuff. I feel like it's starting to go a bit Vince McMahon classical diva style. Is it just me? Or was that just
I think you're probably right.
yeah, I'm not complaining personally, but it might be a Netflix thing where they just want it to be more
are more sexualized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a rumor that because it's still TPG, isn't it? Still WWE. So there was a rumor that they might be moving to TV-14. So,
Originally, yeah.
Was it
Yeah.
now? Is it 12?
I think it's just PG. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I
PG,
know.
like a PGA, no, like a 12A or a P.
Yeah, I thought it was
I don't
12
know.
A.
We'd have to check again, but
Yeah.
yeah, because it, I think it was starting off saying it was a 14 or something like that, wasn't it? And then I guess maybe they're seeing how it's gone, and then you know, it's not that hard. Like they have to force it to be something like by putting a few F-bombs in there and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe that's why that Pat guy's like saying, like, you know, what I was saying of the person without a dad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But
Yeah.
so my prediction, I'm hoping John Cena doesn't win. However,
Agreed.
I don't see anyone else that could possibly win. CM Punk might win, but I feel like there's a story of him and Seth Rollins. And I still think Roman Reigns is gonna show up somehow. So
Even though
I
he's not well.
sorry?
Even though he's not well, or he's.
Is he not well?
Yeah, apparently he's not well.
I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Well, I think it was more like he had an injury or something and it was miraculous, and then like Seth freaking Rollins was taking the credit for it. You know.
Oh yeah, he did the head stomp, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
So
do you mean in storyline or in real life he's on one? What do you mean?
I mean, it could be both, really,
Both.
but he's either he's taking some time off.
Okay. So
Yeah.
if it's a storyline, then I'm saying that he's gonna come back, like, and then just cost. I just don't know. It's gonna cost Seth Rollins, I guess. But then we get CM Punk. I don't know. So I actually don't know. But you know what? I do know. I know Damian Priest is not winning, and I know Drew McIntyre is not winning.
Okay, so we're kind of. Look, you're crossing off those guys for
By
now.
far, yeah. There's no chance in
We
hell.
will
And if they
remember
do win.
this.
Oh my God.
We will remember this, Lorenzo Ramon.
Yeah, if they do win, then I'll shave my head bald.
Oh no, don't. Well, you know, it could be a good look, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Shaft, you know. Macho Martin, what are your thoughts?
Be honest, I don't know what it is, but I'm not actually that invested in it. I'm not even excited about it. It's that bad. But you know, I'm not excited about seeing Priest in it. I'm not excited about seeing John Cena in it, so I couldn't give a care less if they win it or not. Who else? McIntyre, I guess. I suppose is a little bit of fun. But then Seth Rollins, I don't know, you know, he's just going to be in it because he is who he is, right? They just always put him in everything anyway. So.
He's a real wrestler, okay?
Yeah, real wrestler until he gets beaten.
Yeah, again.
Again, yeah, exactly. He's
Well,
a
he
wrestling
might.
loser, right? So,
I think the whole point is they're building him up from being a loser to a
it'll
winner.
probably be down to Seth and, I mean, Punk again, won't it? And then we end up to go through that story again, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Can you
I
imagine?
just
Oh.
realized something. I
What?
just realized. So wait. CM Punk pinned Seth Rollins. So if we get CM Punk versus Seth Rollins again, then it's definitely going to be the reverse. So, because that's how it works, isn't it? Now Seth Rollins put him over, so now it's going to be the reverse.
Yeah.
If that
Interesting
means,
revenge match.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's lost a bit of steam. I'll be honest with you. Like last year's WrestleMania lead up was way better than this year.
You reckon? What
Yeah, because
was
it
the
was just
catalyst for you?
so The Rock being back one, and the uncertainty, even though it's uncertain now, I feel like having The Rock versus Roman Reigns, or Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, or a triple threat match, all of those things we were thinking about at this point last year. It was so many different opportunities, and you could see all of these as potential main events and not be sad about it. But now, this year, I just don't see a main event that will satisfy me.
Mm. Yeah,
You know what I
same.
mean?
Yeah,
Yeah.
just not invested.
Yeah,
It's
because
like,
to me, Sorry to cut you off. So to me, yeah, Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre should not be main event WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins at this point shouldn't be main event WrestleMania because they've already faced each other 4 times in a row, like a couple of years ago. And then you've got CM Punk versus Drew, I mean versus Cody Rhodes, which could, I guess, but I don't know where the animosity is with that match, you know what I mean? So I just, yeah, I'm a bit uncertain. But I guess Triple H, you know, he's done a decent job creatively, so maybe he can do something. I don't know. When
Yeah.
that happens.
Maybe there's more to come with that,
Yeah,
basically.
I'm hoping there's some surprises. Do you know what I mean? Because at the moment it's just meh. You know, I'm not excited. It'd be nice if there was like a little, because all these people that are in it, we're kind of like predicting they would be in it, and there's no surprise. There's no like, oh, I wasn't expecting that, or you know, I wasn't expecting that person to be that. That'd be a really interesting match because, you know, that person that was in there is not who we were expecting to be in the Elimination Chamber. But as we now, we kind of like predicted all these people who would win out of their matches and they were going to be in it. So it's kind of like boring.
I guess it's just like they're trying, as I was saying earlier, I feel like they're trying to go for what people want to see. You know, maybe you would be upset if one of your favorite wrestlers was not in it, right? So maybe that's why they're going with the popularity. These are our figurines that we want to sell.
Yeah,
And,
maybe.
you
That's
know.
more of like a merch thing, though, isn't it? It's more like a business. That's more like a business decision rather than an entertainment one.
It's all about merch. It's all about the merch, guys. That's what
Yeah,
it's
that's
about.
sad
No, I agree.
sometimes, though, isn't it?
I do hear that. I do hear that. I mean, that's why Jey Uso is in the main event, wasn't it? Because he sells the most much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Exactly. There you go.
It's fair.
Yeah, fair enough. What do you think about, like, oh, because there was a. Oh, Pete from down the street. That was on, wasn't it? That was.
Yeah.
Did you anybody think he looked like he was dressed for like one of those 80s exercise classes?
Yeah, he just looks ridiculous to me. You know what I mean? Like, I think Butch was better than Pete Dunne. I gotta
Oh
be honest.
no, Pete's not
No,
going to
because
be happy about that.
Butch was a character. He was funny.
Yeah.
He was that scrappy dude. But Pete Dunne is just angry guy that loses. You know, so.
It's the same match. The same
Yeah.
match. Him and Penta. We've seen
Yeah,
this
it's Pete
match.
from down the street, and he looks like he's got too much crutch going on, and I just don't need it.
And then you got Kaiser there, and it's like,
Kaiser just makes me laugh. Like, he just stands around looking weird. He
he
really
is
does.
quite, he does do something like he is interesting. I've got to say,
Yeah. He
you
just looks like he's up to no good 24/7, even when he's
know.
not. It's like,
What did you
it's like.
think about that guy that's lurking with his creepy girlfriend again?
Who's that again?
The guy with the creepy girlfriend, and he's always, he did a little promo. He doesn't fight, he just comes out and he's just
You
like, what do you guys think? Seth freaking Rollins is gonna win the Elimination Chamber, and he just, I
I
don't
don't
know.
even remember that.
Do you
Yeah, I
know?
don't remember that either. Who's that?
You see, you've literally forgot about him. He's even more invisible than the Miz. He was trying to control the Miz before.
Oh, you mean Karrion Kross?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. Karrion Kross, like I said this like a couple of weeks ago, like he's not a wrestler really. He's literally just there to like stir the pot and then leave. He actually gets paid to stir the pot and then he gets his coach back to the next city, stirs the pot again. The Africa WrestleMania is just gonna bring a giant pot to the ring and just stir it. That's
Yeah.
good. He's got no matches. He has no wrestling matches. He just talks, and I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't like, I didn't get it. He's just this little weird cretin with his wife
Yeah.
turning up. And I don't know what they're trying to build up to. It's like, are they going to get him in the ring or get him
No.
actually involved?
I mean, didn't his bodyguards get released?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's the thing. He's on the edge.
Yeah.
They're still like, let's see if anyone responds. No one responds as well. You know, like
Yeah.
in terms of like they're trying to see the crowd miss him, and maybe it's a test.
No, he's next on the
I
chopping
phoned
block.
it because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Even
Carrying
though
Cross. He's next on the chopping block. He's next to get released again. I'm telling
Yeah,
you.
it seems like he
Yeah.
would do well in AEW, to be fair.
Probably.
Not that, as I said, there's good things in AEW, but
Yeah.
WWE is definitely I think it definitely looks better in WWE, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, sometimes you just miscast, you know. Not everyone suits like the WWE style, I guess, of entertainment. It's like when people, like back in the day, when people would come from ECW, like on ECW, it looked amazing because it was like very raunchy and then everyone was swearing, saying F bomb everywhere. When you come to WWE, which is way more polished, but you can't do the same things you could have done back then, therefore you're not as entertaining. No, it's
I
just life,
get
I guess.
that's very good.
I got a really weird question out of the usual, right? The Ivy match.
Ivy.
Yeah, from American Made.
Oh,
Oh yeah.
yeah, right. It's
Was
biggest pile of rubbish ever, right? The
that it? Yeah,
match
it
was terrible. We all fell asleep.
was.
But I don't know about you, but do you feel that like that Ivy person, she should just they really need a story for her and she should go solo? Because I feel like even though she's like part of that American Made, I think like it's kind of wasted talent. Like the rest of them, no one cares about, right? No one cares about her angle, wannabe, and the
The two
two other
guys with the
guys.
bad
But
haircuts.
yeah, the two guys with bad haircuts. No one gives a crap about them, right? But I feel like they've missing out on potential with Ivy. I mean, she's got a really good, like strong, like muscular type look.
Looks good, yeah,
But
for
she
sure.
looks good. But and she really and she is quite good when she's on her own. So I
Yeah.
feel like they're missing out on that. I don't know what you think.
I think they need to redo her look though, and then get rid of those guys and start something new. Yeah, I did like hearing her on the mic. I was like, there could be something there. She's just in the wrong crew and she's got a bad look. That's just me. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, they look like Spice Girls, don't
Yeah, the I guess they try and give a personality by putting her in that group, but
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what it's leading to,
I know.
honestly.
Well, she's standing out clearly, so it's working a little bit on you guys.
Yeah, she's cool, but I knew she was gonna lose anyway because well, when I was watching Netflix, I realized that her entrance was during the like break, I guess, and to me that means you're losing straight
Well, I
away.
think well,
It's
you saw her
true,
at the
it's
Royal
true.
Rumble. She got the worst booze.
That's
Oh
good.
yeah,
I guess.
she did actually.
It was really bad. Like, just
Yeah.
sort of people didn't like her.
Yeah, but if she got the worst booze, that doesn't always, as we spoke about before, that doesn't always mean that goes against you.
No, it doesn't. But I think it kind of was a different kind of boo. You know when it's like Gunter boo, where it's like boo, but
Bro.
with her, it's kind of like
Good
boo, like boo, don't care, like just get rid of her, that type of thing.
Yeah, mate. What you mean, like a bloody hell. Thingy that came back from Bloodline. What's his name?
Solo.
Solo. A solo. Or was it more like a solo boo?
Yeah, like a solo bow. Next.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought there's something there, but they're not making use of it.
Yeah,
But anyway.
sure. All right, guys. I think we gotta go now. But
Yeah.
thank you both very much, Lorenzo Ramon, Macho Martin, and I've been Emmy Blaze. Thank you, and we'll convene next time.
Peace.
See you later.